Well, we are back in the green as we celebrate the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. But there is nothing ordinary ever on the Glory of the Mass. Every week, host Terry Ross gives you a deeper understanding of beautiful sacred music within the Catholic liturgy. We are previewing this weekend's episode, and Terry, well, he's joining us today to talk a little bit more about it. Good morning, Terry. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's good to be able to talk with you again in this new year. We've got another full year ahead of us of wonderful episodes of Glory of the Mass, but we are back in ordinary time, having come off of the liturgical season of Christmas. So, but there is nothing ordinary about ordinary time.
No, the word ordinary doesn't refer to it being common or run-of-the-mill. It just means that ordinal numbers are used to describe the weeks. So we stay the third week instead of week three, or the 32nd week instead of week 32. That's all the ordinary, the use of the word ordinary means.
Now we will have these ordinal days, numbers, and these ordinary weeks in the Mass as we get closer towards the Lenten season. Of course, that's beginning with Ash Wednesday, the first week of March. Terry, I imagine looking at some of these composers, and maybe how we look outside the window now, it's a little bit gray. We might feel a little bit down a little bit because all of the Christmas lights are done. Well, and that might influence composer to write a certain type of music. Well, this week, it is a Mass for the Sorrowful Mother, and we know that her feast day is in September, but you're highlighting a special Mass for our Sorrowful Mother. Tell us a little bit about this weekend.
Well, I just chose this this Mass, or this idea of the seven sorrows of Mary, because I hadn't done it before, and it looked like a good time to do it, and I wanted to do something by this composer, whose name is De La Rue, of the 15th and 16th centuries. And so he wrote a Missa de Septem Doloribus de Maria, Mass of the Seven Sorrows of Mary. And I was able to plug that in and to play almost all of that Mass, everything except the Credo. And I also found a couple of other pieces that have to do with sadness or pain. With the text, douleur me bat, sadness beats me, or sadness strikes me. Mm. And I found a couple of motets on that note, too. I'm not trying to be depressing here.
Of course.
And I don't think those guys, when they look out their window in the Netherlands and see the endless gray, think only of that. They're more or less thinking of the church season.
Of course.
You know, and that's what they're writing for. I mean, after all, Van Gogh came from the Netherlands as well, and he ended up really gravitating toward color and light.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And as we move through these ordinary days, Terry, it is a time for us in the Catholic Church to really kind of get back into those practices, those things that that keep us close to the Lord. And no doubt, Mary is part of that practice, is to be able to recognize her sorrows, especially as we kind of journey towards these ordinary weeks into Lent. Terry Ross is host of Glory of the Mass, and he's joining us today, well, because we're getting a little bit of a sneak peek into episode number 124. Well, one of the pieces that we are going to listen to today is the one that you had just mentioned again, and it is by Josquin. Now, remind us a little bit again about this piece and again what he's saying in it.
Josquin des Prez is one of the greatest composers of the Renaissance, without a question. Certainly the greatest composer of the early Renaissance. That is, he came before Palestrina and Victoria and the other people of the 16th century. Josquin was earlier than that and had a great deal of variety in his music. And he wrote a lot of music. He set many things to music. And I always am eager to get Josquin into the program. Luckily, in this program, I've been able to get in Josquin, as well as his predecessor, Adrian Willaert, a very important Dutch composer. De La Rue, of course, who wrote the Mass. Cristobal de Morales, a Spanish composer of the High Renaissance, and Francisco Guerrero, another Spanish composer of the High Renaissance, as well as Heinrich Isaac, a Netherlandish composer with a German name. Anyway, so it's always nice to be able to have this sort of kaleidoscope, this kaleidoscope of different styles and musics, all of them by masters. So that was fun. It's fun doing this a program like this.
So the piece that we are about to hear by Josquin, do you know at what point of the Mass this song would typically be placed?
No. It's a motet.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily, it could even be a secular motet.
Oh, okay.
You know, the text just says, sadness strikes me.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be done at any particular time of the Mass. As it is here, we're squeezing it in between the Gloria and the Sanctus.
All right. Well, here is this piece by Josquin de Prez. With each choir member singing their own piece is absolutely beautiful. Well, as we were picking this out, as we were preparing for our interview, Terry, you heard this and you said, ah, oh, that is vintage Josquin.
That's true.
What does that mean?
Because it shows a lot of the things that he's really good at, especially the beginning there where the voices are sort of overlapping and creating dissonances that then resolve. It's a wonderful technique. He's not the first to use it, but he certainly used it very effectively. And it just shows it's one of the many things that he could do well. Just one of many.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love the way that you pick out these little styles and pieces that for, well, the uneducated ear like mine, well, it really brings it forward and makes me really appreciate that so very much. And if you want to learn more about sacred classical music within the Catholic liturgy, well, be sure to tune into this week's episode of Glory of the Mass. Terry, great time again to talk with you. We appreciate it. We look forward to another year of great previews of Glory of the Mass. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And again, that is Terry Ross. You can catch episodes of Glory of the Mass this weekend, but why wait? You can catch this week's episode on the Hail Mary Media app.